I live intentionally every day to have my marriage restored, and I pray every day for my husband's salvation.
Every 3 to 4 months, I write a newsletter to all the people on my street. I offer to pray for them if they have any prayer requests, and I encourage them to seek the Lord.
In my marriage, intentionally, what I'm really working hard at is really pay attention to the little things. You know, it's a lot of little things that my wife really appreciates because it makes her feel loved.
My husband does not like to talk on the telephone, so I've been sending him text messages every day just telling him how much I love him and asking God to bless his day.
Hey, that's good. I love those comments. You know, we get hundreds of comments that come into our comment line, and we get a chance to share some of them with you, and we certainly would love to hear yours as well about your life, about being intentional, about your family, your marriage, what God's teaching you. What would you share with someone else to encourage them? You're always welcome to do that. In fact, today we're going to be talking about these high-stake relationships, and maybe you have a comment about how you've managed a high-stake relationship. You can call us at 888-888-1717 live on our comment line. The calls for the show are already set up and recorded from an archive show, so we'll get to those in a moment. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, and we're talking about high-stake relationships. Now, let me explain. A high-stake relationship is a relationship that, if you really mess it up, the stakes are high for you, for them, for life, maybe for others that are involved. Obviously, your marriage is a high-stake relationship. Some of your working relationships are high-stake. Your kids, your parenting, maybe your siblings, these are high-stake relationships. And then, of course, we have lower-stake relationships. Not that they're not important and we shouldn't invest in those, but the consequences are not quite the same. And so today we really want to focus on those relationships that really have a high stake to them when it comes to the outcome. So again, what high-stake relationship are you either struggling with or you're being very intentional with? Share it on our comment line, 888-888-1717. Want to get right off to the calls here. It looks like we have a couple of success stories. Let's go to our first one in Texas. So who's this? Go right ahead.
Hi, Randy. This is Kim. I'm from Texas. Just wanted to share, I have been listening to your show for a while, and I have been doing the 30-day challenge, had some marriage issues, and started just thinking that I needed to start working on myself. That was what my prayer time was, and I started working on things I could do for my marriage, one of them being hugging my husband because I'm not a very affectionate person. A second one was to start complimenting him more. And then, of course, the last one would be to look at him when he's talking to me and put down my phone. The result of all of that challenge is that he has responded amazingly and now wants to hug me, compliments me, and now he does the same for me on most of these things and just does a lot of things just randomly for me. So it has worked tremendously on our marriage. So I just want to thank you for everything you do, and I greatly appreciate it, and I encourage everyone to do the 30-day challenge. Thank you so much for what you do, and y'all have a good day.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate your call from Texas. You know what Kim is doing? She's doing those three things. She decided on three instead of one. That's fine. We're not legalists here, but she's taking on those three things, and she identified what were three important things for her marriage, and she intentionally decided to do them for 30 days. And she's not the exception. She's the rule. When you do it, things change. I'm convinced you are probably one decision, one thing away for 30 days from changing your life. I believe that. If you want to have love in your marriage, start one thing that starts loving in your marriage. Or one thing you stop for 30 days that's very unloving in your marriage. Maybe you're critical. 30 days, I'm not going to be critical. 30 days, I'm going to speak encouragement into my spouse every day. I can almost guarantee you, you do that, and after you pick them up off the floor with surprise, astonishment, you haven't criticized me in 30 days? 30 days you've been speaking into my life. You will change the tone and the tenor of your marriage in your own heart.
high-stake relationship, what is it today? Which relationship is it? Your kids, your spouse, your work, your boss? Give me a call if you want to find out. Maybe we're going to talk through what one thing. I can help you think it through. We'll come up with one thing together for 30 days. Or 30 days, one thing to stop or declutter. So what's that high-stake relationship today? 888-888-1717. By the way, when you get through and I get to talk to you, we're going to send you free of charge the MP3 download of the top 10 list of living intentionally in your marriage, the intentional living process for marriage. We'll get access to you so you can get that, okay? 888-888-1717. All right, looks, we're going to Kansas, another success story. Who's this on the line?
My name is Sheila, and I'm calling from Shawnee, Kansas. My husband and I were having some family issues, money issues. Life has a way of getting in the way. So for 30 days, I challenged myself to do something special and to be intentional and show my husband love in one way or another and let him know every single day how much I appreciate and love him. And it has changed our relationship and brought us closer. And he has, I don't know if he's even aware, but he talks sweeter, does nice things when we're both being intentional and doing things nice. I'll make him a pot of coffee in the morning before I leave for work. We are on different schedules. I'm just very focused on being intentional. I got home from work and we'd been texting and I tried to send him text, you know, how much I love you and how today was a challenge. I really am thinking about you. And I got home and he had a bubble bath waiting for me. But I mean, if it hadn't have been for Family Life Radio and the 30-day challenge, I wouldn't have even thought to even do this, to challenge myself to intentionally do something every single day to let him know how much I appreciate him.
I'm glad that's working for you, Sheila. It works. Intentional living works. It changes lives every day. When we do it in Christ, and he gets the glory for it. What's a high-stake relationship you're being intentional with, or boy, you're troubled with it? I mean, you're struggling, and you'd love to have a success story. The line's open for you as well. 888-888-1717. Hold on, Stephen. We'll get to you here in just a moment.
Hey, Tom. Tom. Hey, what's up? Wow, what are you listening to?
Oh, yeah, it's a podcast from Dr. Randy Carlson. Download them all the time. I listen to them on my way into the office.
So what are they about?
Are you kidding? If you could think of a subject, chances are Dr. Randy's got a podcast on it. Everything from making your marriage better to helping raising your kids when you'd rather sell them to gypsies.
Can I listen to that one right now, please? Lately, it seems my kids have been whisked away and replaced by aliens.
Download free podcasts, past shows, and more from Dr. Randy at theintentionallife.com.
The 3-foot rule will improve all of your relationships. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. And I've been telling people over the years, we're not the Holy Spirit for our spouse, for our kids, for our siblings, for our neighbors. You know, the Holy Spirit works in our life. And the 3-foot rule says I can only be responsible for what's within 3 feet of myself, how I think, how I emote, what I do. That's the 3-foot rule. It gets you off the hook. So can I encourage you today to think about how, if you allow people beyond 3 feet to live their lives and pray for them and encourage them, but don't feel like you have to control them, how that could improve your relationship with them? If you get yourself off the hook, not feeling like you're the Holy Spirit, how that will improve a relationship with those you love. Practice that. That's intentional living.
Want to be encouraged every day? Get the Intentional Living Minute in your email. Sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute is 60 seconds every day with a word of encouragement on an issue, usually a high-stake relationship, that can help you. Maybe you want to share that with someone else. You're thinking, if you're like me, you hear something, you say, boy, I'd love to send that to so-and-so, my brother, my sister, maybe one of my kids. Well, you can subscribe to the Intentional Living Minute, and it will come to your email every day, Monday through Friday. And I'll tell you how to do it in a moment. And when you get it, you can view it, and we'd love to have you share it with others. Maybe they'd like to subscribe as well. So you can subscribe today. Go to theintentionallife.com/minute, okay? theintentionallife.com/minute. Sign up. It'll start coming your way right away, okay? Also, this month of August, we're already almost halfway through, can't believe it. I've mentioned a couple of times that we have something very special only this month. It's the brand new 16-month calendar created by our ministry called Hope That Lights the Way. And every day, the intention is to start your day resting in that month's scripture, the beautiful imagery that has been created and put onto this calendar. It captures God's faithfulness and love, and because no matter what you're facing now or in the future, it's important that you have a heart and mind guided by His Word. The Intentional Living and Family Life Communications Hope That Lights the Way calendar is our gift to every person today. As you share your best gift with the ministry, that's all we asked. Whatever God lays on your heart to help us to cover those expenses, but also to keep the ministry going. Thank you for your faithfulness. And we'll get this to you. It's 16 months. It starts in September, starts next month. We'll run all the way through 2020. A beautiful wall calendar, our gift to you. You just have to ask for it. Information available at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And when you're there, you'll find the information on the calendar and click donate and share that gift. We appreciate it. Our phone line is open today, talking about how to be intentional with your high-stake relationships. And a lot of marriage calls, that's always a huge one, probably the top of the list, right next to your relationship with Christ. But it could be with your kids, it could be some other area of life. What's one thing that I want to help you find one thing you can do for 30 days? That's intentional living. You're hearing success stories because this works. Or maybe identify one thing that you need to stop for 30 days. That's intentional living as well. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Stephen's in New Mexico. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy Carlson. I appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. What's your high-stake relationship?
So I guess this is more of like an encouragement for people that are listening right now as well. I think the highest stake relationship that we truly have is our relationship with Christ.
That's right.
And I think it's something that everybody, myself included, because I'm not perfect, something that we struggle with. And I think the biggest thing that we struggle with is our communication. And for us, our communication with Christ, I'm a head of a household. I mean, I'm a husband. I'm a father of three. And the big thing that I want to encourage people with, I guess, today is in their highest stake relationship with Christ is your prayer time with Him. Mm. And making it intentional. I mean, for 30 days, just trying it and praying every day, and not just, you know, something that is just off the cuff, but like taking that intentional time, just as if we do with a spouse or a loved one or somebody, and communicating with Jesus. You know, as we pray, as we not just speak to Him with our grocery list, as per se, but that we listen to Him as well in His still, soft voice as He speaks to us, you know, in those times, those intimate times, mm-hmm. as we're praying to Him.
Well, you know, when we think, Stephen, you're right on, because when you think about marriage or any relationship at work or at home, if you don't communicate, you don't have a relationship. And right. our relationship with Christ, even though we can't see Him, prayer is a way of connecting with Him. We know meditating on Scripture is also important and powerful, but every day, 30 days, making an intentional decision to pray is powerful. But in the process, some people are going to have to take 30 days and declutter something to make time to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, because otherwise what will happen is we will say, well, I tried, but it didn't happen. You're right on, man. High-stake relationships, you do them right, you're more likely to have a positive outcome. You do them wrong, you're going to pay the consequence. It's a reality. We want you to be successful starting today, not looking to the past. One thing you can do for 30 days, one thing you can stop for 30 days. Maybe we can help you figure that out. 888-888-1717. Jana is in Michigan. Hi there. How are you today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your question or comment?
Thank you so much for having me. Isn't God just amazing?
He is. Amen to that.
He's amazing. So I was thinking about one of the callers that called in 15 minutes ago, a half hour ago, about how the biggest relationship we should have, of course, is with Christ. And I can't agree with that anymore. I mean, that's should be our top priority.
Right.
But I also think that people forget to have a relationship with themselves. And I think that that's very important. And what I mean by that is learning how to say no in certain situations, taking care of yourself. I have found the love for cycling and running, and I've done a half marathon and bicycled across the United States. And for me, that's been a really good relationship for me to have on my own as far as my physical health, taking care of me so that my, you know, my kids will have me for a long time, et cetera. And that also sparked the other thought, which is the real reason for my call, is that we can be really, really physically fit. I can run 13 miles. I can ride a bike 100 miles at a time. But if you're not spiritually fit, then being physically fit really doesn't matter. And so for me, my 30-day thing was not only running and cycling, but also opening God's Word up every day and to see what God has planned for me for today and tomorrow. And I think once you have that relationship with Christ and with yourself, and you're able to get yourself out of bed an hour early to have that time. If I can get up an hour early every day to go running 5 miles, I can get up every day early to spend time with God, right?
That's right.
So I think, you know, I think a lot of that is the personal relationship you have with Christ, which shines through onto yourself as well.
You know, let me ask you this, Jana. You're in this community of health, you know, exercise, and that's good, and cycling. Do you find a lot of people that in your community, people that you know, that's the end game, just to have better health, but they're kind of empty in the rest of their life?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I have a lot of Christian friends who are athletic as well, but I can definitely see it. People think that if I just run this mile, if I just run this half marathon, which is 13.1, if I just run this marathon, which is 26.2, then everything's going to be better. And it never is better, right? Like, that grass is never greener on the other side if Christ isn't watering that.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I do see that every day. And I know with me, I've been in a few races where I hit that wall, I get that fatigue, and I say, okay, God, it's you and me, you know, help me through this last 2 miles or whatever it may be, and he gives me the strength. And you know, I also use that time to have my talks with him and you know, tell him where I'm at and what I'm feeling and what I need and what I want. And ask him what he wants from me. And I think running and cycling has been that outlet to be able to have that time with him.
That's good. That. Well, congratulations. You said you bicycled all the way across the country.
I did. My furthest trip so far has been from Michigan to Fort Worth, Texas, back in 2013. And I've been doing a trip I do for charities. I do a trip every year. And just this last February, 5 months ago, I picked up running. And for anybody listening that isn't sure if they could do something like that, let me tell you, I'm 46 years old and I picked up running in February and could barely run 30 seconds, and I'm running 13 miles now. So whatever you put inside of you that you really want that desire to do, you can do. It just takes perseverance and time.
That's fantastic. And listen, it is baby steps. You want to do something. That's why we talk about 30 days. I mean, our goal is not at the end of 30 days, you stop doing the right thing, obviously. The game plan here is kind of like what Jan is saying. Hey, you want to have health? Well, start out with the next 30 days doing some healthy things. One thing for 30 days, and it becomes a habit after a while, and then it becomes a part of your life, and then you take it to the next level. But the idea of taking a 30-day challenge is that most of us, all of us, can do one thing for 30 days to make a relationship better. Come on. All of us can do something for 30 days to make our health better. We can do it, and that's a good place to start. Jana, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Are you easily distracted? Do you find yourself maybe chasing after goals and things in your life which are interesting, but at the end of the day, you realize they're not really tied to any lifelong goal or God's intention for your life? And when we talk about the basics of intentional living, we call it the Intentional Living 101. One of the things we have to challenge in our life is to eliminate distractions so we can stay focused on God's intention and
what's most important as far as his intention for our life and the goals that he has for our life, so we can really bring pleasure and joy to him and glory to him and, frankly, benefit to ourselves. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month. I called it Intentional Living 101. I wanted to do a lesson taking us right back to the basics of what I talk about every day. I think we sort of intuitively understand what intentional living means. But the fact is, there's a difference between intention and goals. Procrastination becomes a problem as a result of not understanding what intentional living is. Distraction becomes an easy exit or way out from following through. Where does that come from? And we talk about that in the lesson, as well as the power of one thing. If you're new to intentional living, this is not a new philosophy of life or some new way of thinking about God. You know, the fact is, we're right back to Scripture. The Bible is very clear that God is an intentional God. In the beginning, He created the heavens and the earth. And it's very clear that because we are made in His image, we too are going to be much better off when we choose to live an intentional life. Now, we talk about high-stake relationships. There's none more high-stake or important than your relationship with the Creator of the universe. You know, I was looking at some of these photos that were coming in from the James Webb New Telescope, seeing thousands and hundreds of thousands of galaxies in far distant ranges of space. And I was talking to a scientist just this week, and I asked him the question, how did that happen? And his answer left the obvious follow-up question of, well, who created that? Who created the energy? Or who created what you believe to be that Big Bang? Where's that come from? And there's just a blank stare, because without God, without a creator, how does this all happen? And so as I tell people, hey, listen, if we believe that God is the creator of everything that we see and we cannot see, then that should really be the highest stake relationship of all. So today, come and join us. Be a part of Intentional Living. And thank you for standing with us in your faithful support every day. Again, just go to theintentionallife.com and join the team.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
We talk about intentional living from the standpoint of doing one thing and stopping one thing. And the idea of doing one thing that honors God and benefits you is it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it changes your life. We got people who have been sharing with us the one thing habits they've developed for their marriage and how it's impacting their life. I want to share a few with you. Here's Cindy in Arizona. What's your one thing?
Hi, my name is Cindy. So my husband and I have been married 42 years, okay. And our little thing we like to do is whoever's up first or closest to the coffee maker, we make each other's coffee in the morning and bring it to them.
Oh, that's great. There's a one thing. I think we've got another one. Who's on the line here in Arizona?
Hello, my name is Denise. I'm calling from Buckeye. Dr. Randy wanted to know what good habits that we do for our marriage. Well, this is 2019, which is an odd year, so it's my husband's year. So every little thing that happens that causes somebody to have, oh, it's your fault, it's his fault this year, and next year is my fault. So we don't argue about anything. We just say, hey, Ann, it's your year, and you go, yep, it is. So it works for us. And we've been married 33 years, and we're deeply in love.
You pick the year, okay? And I guess, listen, this is being intentional, doing one thing. We've got a call from Michigan. What's your one thing?
My name's Jeff. My wife and I passionately kiss whenever we leave. I don't care if it's to work or if it's to run to the store. We never just give each other pecks. It's always a passionate kiss whenever we leave the house or leave each other.
That's great. I do that too. Let me see. I got time for one more. Arizona. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Karen from Arizona. So things that we develop as healthy habits, my husband and I, is one was a small little advice that we were given right before we got married, and we have definitely tried to follow that little habit. We always try and avoid using the words always and never. So anything that can be like, you always do this or you never do that, we always avoid those two words and instead try and communicate through other, in like coming into that subject a different way from another point. And then our second habit that we've developed is just never having expectations for each other and instead communicating our needs. So if I come home and the laundry isn't done or folded, I can't get mad about it because I didn't ask him to do it for me. So just really avoiding those expectations that can hurt us and instead asking how we can help each other at home.
This is Susanna. And one thing I'm trying to be intentional in my marriage is learning how to be content, I would say satisfied. What I realized is that nothing was good enough for me. I would always try to push him. I wanted things done at all, my own time. Kind of wanted to dictate what to do with his time, comparing, you know, what that other person has. My one thing is just being content for what he can offer, because I know he puts us first, always his family. And that's my one thing, is just being grateful and thankful for his time and satisfied and content that what he's doing is best for us. Thank you.
You know, Suzanne, that one decision that you've made, and if you follow through with it, if you're intentional and you take the next 30 days until it becomes a habit in your life, you just changed your life. You just started on a brand new path. You've changed the course of your marriage, your family, your contentment. I believe that. It's powerful when we make one decision and we choose to do one thing that will honor God, glorify Him, and at the same time bring a benefit to ourselves, how we can change the course of our life. Hey, let me just throw out to you, if you have one thing that you would commit to for the next 30 days, that would bring glory to God and benefit to yourself, and you commit to it, I'll send you my one thing wristband as a way of encouragement. All you have to do is just go to theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband. Tell me what that one thing is so we can pray for you, and we'll get that in the mail to you. Did you think about a high-stake relationship today? One that maybe you need to work on and pray with and be more intentional about? I hope you will. We're here for you. Let us know how it goes. And thanks for joining us on Intentional Living. Tomorrow, we'll be joining you talking about raising respectful kids. I hope you'll join me.